This is the One Stop FPL Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the One Stop FPL Podcast, a brand new weekly podcast for FPL players of all abilities. In this week's episode, I will run through a review of the Game Week 1 key performers and results. I'll give you my star of the week and my flop of the week. We'll then look at the upcoming Game Week, Game Week 2. I'll run through the fixtures. I'll give you some informed players to take a good hard look at. I'll give you my take on who the best captain is for this Game Week, as well as some differentials. And finally, I'll give you my likely team for Game Week 2. So good to have football back. So good to have FPL back. Game Week 1 kicked off with Man City beating Burnley 3-0. And yes, you guessed it, two of those came from Erling Haaland. Not much upside for most owners, as I'm pretty sure over 90% owned him and almost all of them who owned him captained him as well. It was goals from Saka and Nketiah that gave Arsenal their 2-1 victory over Nottingham Forest. There was a fairly significant omission from Arsenal's starting 11. Many FPL managers went with Gabriel for their Game Week 1 team, and unfortunately, he ended up being benched and then came on late in the game to pick up a dreaded one-pointer. Bournemouth drew 1-1 with West Ham. Not too much to talk about there from an FPL point of view for now. Brighton beat Luton 4-1. Four different goal scorers for Brighton, just showcasing how much attacking threat they have in their team. Goals from João Pedro and Adingra, so two debutant goals there. There was also goals for Solly March and Evan Ferguson. The two Brighton players I had, Mitoma and Estupinan, both picking up assists, two of the more popular assets for Brighton. Everton lost at home to Fulham 1-0. Jordan Pickford there was the most popular asset owned in that game, and unfortunately he did not pick up the clean sheet. Sheffield United lost at home 1-0 to Crystal Palace. And whilst the goal came from Edouard, the player most people were interested in this match was of course Eze. He was putting up some pretty good attacking numbers. He does look like a threat. Unfortunately, he didn't deliver points for FPL managers so far, but I'd be holding on to him if I had him. He does look pretty dangerous. The weekend's biggest victory goes to Newcastle, who thumped Aston Villa 5-1, and it was Alexander Isak with two goals, 13 points, making him the joint highest point scorer of the game week. Other goals came from Tonali, Wilson and Barnes. So there have been quite a few debutant goals in Game Week 1 of this season. Isak also, as a result of those two goals, became the first player of the 23-24 season to see a price rise. He's gone from 7.5 up to 7.6 million. So keep an eye on that price if you want to get him into your team. Brentford drew 2-2 with Spurs. The goals for Brentford came from Mbeumo and Vissa, assists from Henry and Jensen. Goals for Spurs came from Christian Romero and Emerson Royale, so certainly not what we were expecting. But the two assists came from James Maddison. He's done it for years for Leicester. Now it looks like he'll be doing the exact same thing for Tottenham. Really creative player. Really good FPL option for us going forwards. Chelsea's 1-1 draw with Liverpool saw goals from De Zassi for Chelsea and Luis Diaz for Liverpool, Mo Salah getting an assist. It was also worth noting that Chelsea's fullbacks were actually lining up as wingbacks, meaning they were getting really, really far forward. So if you don't have Ben Chilwell yet, very, very interesting option for you. If you don't have Reece James yet, you may have been tempted, but surprise, surprise, there has been some injury news. Did come off towards the end of the game. Initially, it was thought that was just precautionary. Pochettino had said he wasn't injured, he was just tired. But rumours circulating now online suggest that that is not the case and he has indeed picked up an injury. And finally, Manchester United beating Wolves 1-0. The goal came from Raphael Varane. However, it has to be said, this was probably a slightly fortuitous victory for Manchester United. Wolves, by and large, the better team. They created the better chances. So all the Onana and Luke Shaw owners out there like me, I think we got away with one. So on to my star of the week. It was down to two players, Erling Haaland and Alexander Isak. And I'm giving it to Isak. Everyone was expecting Erling Haaland to do well, but Isak with his two goals, first price rise of the season, he has absolutely delivered for anyone who took a punt on him. Newcastle with not great fixtures, so it took a brave FPL manager to put Isak in their starting lineup, but they were certainly rewarded. And now on to flop of the week, and unfortunately I've got to give it to Gabriel. The Arsenal centre-back was dropped from the starting lineup. May have been an injury, I'm unsure, we'll have to wait and see. But he ended up coming on off the bench for a dreaded one-pointer, and that was particularly painful for me as it blocked Chilwell as my first choice sub coming off the bench to give me 7 points. I didn't get that, I got the 1 point from Gabriel instead. So he gets flop of the week. Right then, on to game week two. And the deadline for this game week is Friday, the 18th of August at 6:15 p.m. That's a little earlier than usual, so don't get caught out by it. That is because the first game starts at 7:45 on Friday evening. That's Nottingham Forest versus Sheffield United. Other fixtures for game week two are Fulham v Brentford, Liverpool v Bournemouth, Wolves v Brighton, Spurs versus Manchester United, and Manchester City versus Newcastle. Then on the Sunday, Aston Villa take on Everton and West Ham take on Chelsea before Monday night football with Crystal Palace hosting Arsenal. Certainly the standout fixture for this game week is Liverpool at home to Bournemouth. I would imagine the majority of Salah owners had already got this game week in mind when they set up their game week team with him in it. It's going to be very difficult to move to him now because of his price point. If you can, fantastic. If you can't, there are other options. Luis Diaz is certainly a very, very attractive option if he starts again. There is a little bit of a risk of rotation with lots of other great attacking options at Liverpool. A couple of other players I think worth considering for transfers in this game week. James Maddison at Spurs. While Spurs have Manchester United this week, they do have a really good run of fixtures afterwards. Bournemouth, Burnley and Sheffield United come after that. So Tottenham assets definitely will be in demand, and I think James Maddison will be at the top of the list. If you don't already own Ben Chilwell, now is the time to buy him. Reece James injured means that Ben Chilwell's ownership is only going to go up, and that will likely mean a price rise soon. So get in while you can still afford him. The other alternative to Reece James is the right back who's likely to replace him in that Chelsea side, and that is Gusto. He had a good pre-season, but obviously wasn't going to get picked ahead of Reece James until now. And at just 4 million, there is an absolute bargain Chelsea defender who looks very likely to be starting for the next few weeks. Another player gaining popularity amongst FPL managers is Manchester City's Rodri. Now, I wouldn't normally be recommending defensive midfielders for FPL assets. They traditionally don't score particularly well. Rodri, however, does have some selling points. He does seem to get the odd goal from the holding midfield position, those late runs into the box, and he's a threat at set pieces as well. But he also is guaranteed to play 90 minutes every single week, which is not something that can be said about too many Manchester City players. Right then, on to captaincy now for game week two. And there really is only two options, to be honest. If you don't have Salah, the obvious option is to continue captaining Haaland. He is at home against Newcastle. If you do have Salah, it does feel like a huge amount of money to spend and then not captain him. You've got to go for it. He's at home against Bournemouth on paper. That is the best fixture of the game week. Outside of the two obvious, if you want to go a little bit rogue, I suppose you could go for Bukayo Saka. He is away at Crystal Palace. Some differentials for game week two now. The first one I'll put up is Gusto for Chelsea. I mentioned him a little bit earlier. A £4 million Chelsea defender who's likely now to start in place of Reece James as a right wing back. I also mentioned Rodri for Manchester City earlier. I do think he will become quite a viable differential. And then two slightly more punty options. Matheus Cunha for Wolves. I know they didn't get on the score sheet, but he did look really dangerous. Really powerful runner, created a few chances, so he could be a really good differential. And finally, Nottingham Forest striker, Awoniyi. Not too many FPL managers will be thinking about Nottingham Forest attackers, but if you fancy a bit of a one-week punt, Awoniyi is very, very interesting. Forest at home to Sheffield United this week, and Awoniyi has been on the score sheet quite a lot in the last 12 months for Forest. I'll quickly run through my likely starting team for game week two. I think I'm making a change in goal. Onana comes out and Matt Turner for Forest comes in. He has a home fixture against Sheffield United. It'll be a back three of Chilwell, Estupinan and Gabriel. I'm going to roll the dice with Gabriel again this week. Hopefully he starts this time. And Luke Shaw will be my first choice bench player. I'm not going to roll the dice with that double United defence again. They look pretty shaky against Wolves, and I think I back Spurs to score against Manchester United this week. A midfield five will consist of Martinelli, Bruno Fernandes, Mitoma, Richarlison and Saka, and a front two of Ollie Watkins and captain Erling Haaland. No transfers for me at this stage unless I hear anything particularly dramatic happening just before the deadline. I think I'll roll the transfer and have two free transfers for game week three, and that will give me a little bit more flexibility going forward. That's about it for this episode. Good luck to everyone for game week two. A reminder again of that deadline, Friday the 18th of August at 6:15 p.m. UK time. My name is Andy Johnson. You can find me on Twitter or X at Andy J Audio. Thanks for listening. Best of luck for game week two. Speak to you next week.